So now we're down to the last poem in this volume. And I've had a great time reading these poems. It's been lots of fun to feel free enough to talk about them. I think I first got that inspiration from listening to Jackson Browne in concert, solo in concert mostly, but when he plays with a group too. But Jackson would just play his song, tell a little story about it, play another song, tell a little story, take requests from the audience. I loved his shows for that reason. And I thought, I go to a Bob Dylan concert and I'm grateful if he says hello and goodbye. But I like this whole lot. I can do that. And my wife, Valerie, said she really would like me to do it. And it was a win-win for me. And so I think my poems really do come across best in oral tradition. So if this stuff doesn't work for you, either you really don't like poetry, you really don't like my poetry, or if it does work for you, maybe you really enjoy oral poetry. Anyway, this last poem is called Some. It's the shortest poem I've ever written. It's 7 words long. And yes, it has gone through more revisions for 7 words than you can imagine. Some. Some make webs. Naturally, some get tangled.